back again, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz on a beautiful April afternoon. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. The most worthless day of the week. We've arrived here again.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We've arrived here again. Every 7 days, we're here. Yeah, so we've arrived here again. I'm happy to be here. What a beautiful day it is outside today. No baseball last night, so I'm not so sure how much Jackie Baseball adds to the show today. But you know what? I'm here to listen to hear what he has. Holla at your boy.
I tell you what, we're monitoring the situation as we always do. Ike has increased his aggressiveness towards me in the last 24 hours. I think he's sick of me complaining about the parking garage,
yep.
Which I will complain about until the end of time. You know, I'm not going to complain about anything, guy. That's what me and Ike built this whole staple off of, our relationship. No complaining.
You complain all the time.
I do not complain all the time.
You complain.
About what?
Seltzer.
He's always tired. Grow up. You've been on the show for 2.5 years. I don't want to hear how tired you are. We got a podcast to do, pal. I don't complain about squat.
All right.
First of all, I got to hear about your house problems every day.
Well, it's almost over. It's almost over. We move on Thursday. No more complaining as of Thursday. You could be a new man on Thursday.
I don't know if he's going to be a new man.
I'm going to be a new man.
Yeah, 0% chance
he'll
you're going to
be complaining about parking for
yes.
another month or
well,
two.
I won't be a new man.
I'm poor, and I have kids at home.
Oh,
and
no.
We got it.
Where's the violin, man?
Hit the sad violin.
You had to take me off the parking list? Why? Why? It was perfectly fine. No one noticed. I get one nice new car, and everyone's like, oh, he makes too much money now.
Like, hold on, who's that driving that electric car?
You're not even supposed to be able to hear it coming.
Yep.
Man.
There goes
that
Jack.
That's awesome.
And you're not going to be a new man. You're going to be the same Spike, except with a new house.
I'm going to be new old Spike. I'm going to be the Spike that I was three months ago, as opposed to the Spike that I've been for the last
and 6 weeks.
And
Rod didn't text me back when I asked for $375 a month for the parking. Looking for races over here.
All right,
let's do the show.
All right, big show. Baldy joins us at 4 to go over the Eagles draft. Tuesdays with Elliot happening at 3 o'clock. We know that'll end up in a fight one way or another. But I start off, we're going to do a Tell the Truth Tuesday because I am going to tell the truth. I don't think anybody will find this surprising, but I do think we are at a point in the Eagles offseason where you can say that largely the Eagles offseason is over. Right. I got a lot of people telling me just wait, you know, during the free agency period and so on and so forth. And yes, we may see a player here or there this summer, but I think we can fairly say the Eagles offseason is over. And here, as we are taking stock of the Eagles offseason, I'm just like, I'm disappointed. I guess I would, if I'm being honest on Tell the Truth Tuesday, I'm just disappointed in the Eagles offseason because they got worse. And they just won the Super Bowl. And what I felt after winning the Super Bowl was here is an opportunity. Here's a team that is largely in their prime, just had the number one defense, has an offense that looks like it can get better, so on and so forth. Let's go in for the kill. Let's use this offseason to go in for the kill. Let's go get another one. And instead, it seems like they are taking a break almost this offseason or resetting. And while they'll be a contender, we ended the season last year sort of, you know, way above everybody else. We look at this roster and say, this is by far the best team in the NFL. And I feel like with this offseason, we're still a good team, but we're with all the other contenders. So if I'm going to be honest on Tell the Truth Tuesday, I'm going to say that I'm just sort of disappointed in the offseason and the tack they decided to take.
Yeah, not surprised there.
Yes.
With you. I wouldn't say I'm disappointed. I'm content with what the offseason has been like. I knew there'd be some difficult decisions that would have to be made this year, this offseason with personnel. So they had to make some difficult decisions there. They also made some good decisions by extending guys and bringing guys back like a Zach Bond. And then, you know, you get out of the draft, and I look at what they did with their first few picks of the draft. You know, they had to replenish the talent they lost on the defensive side of the ball with younger guys, with higher ceilings, and you hope that you can balance out. You may not be as strong on that side of the football as you were last year. Doesn't mean you have to be terrible on that side of the ball. Doesn't mean your offense has to carry a little bit more of the load this year versus what they did last year. Although they were very good last year, don't get me wrong. Very good last year, averaging 27 points a game. But they may have to do a little bit more this year. Here's the thing. When you are a defending champion, meaning you're just coming off of winning this thing, your roster is always going to get hit the hardest. And it's a difficult task to try to put together a roster that's comparable to what just won a championship. So that would be unfair for them to do, to put that expectation on them. But you have to ask yourself, are we good enough to go do it again? And if I'm looking at the personnel right now compared to the rest of the league, I think they are good enough. Now, it's going to be harder, tougher schedule, road tests, all of that, inexperienced players that don't have championship sort of medal. I get that. But I look at the offensive side of the ball, and I'm like, man, there's so much talent on that side of the ball. That's just where I have to hang my hat at this year. So I'm content with what they've done. They haven't done – I'm not going to sit here and tell you I feel better about the team and they're better than they were last year. But there are not very many repeat champions. And the one thing I wouldn't have wanted, Spike, is the feeling of we've already passed on this season as far as trying to win a championship.
But don't you kind of feel like that's what they've done?
I don't feel that. That's why I was yelling to the top of my lungs at Elliott 2 weeks ago about trading A.J. Brown. Because to me, that's the type of stuff that would symbol or signify that you're not trying to win this year. They're coming back with a roster that you can still go out and win with.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I
can.
Can.
Yeah.
But I think they went from... You know, when you see the odds and see them as the favorite to win the Super Bowl, I don't know if they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I think they're right there with maybe five or six other teams. And at the end of last year, they felt way better than every other team. And for them to take a step back and maybe say, hey, we got to grow, we got to look toward the future, when it just seems like it was right there to win another one, that's why I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed to see so many productive players gone. I'm not just disappointed to see productive players gone, but I'm disappointed to not see them replaced with players that I know can be productive almost immediately. Sure, could these draft picks, they could work out, but that's going to be years.
Young players, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
you got to have measured expectations with rookies.
Like everyone's saying, oh, Makuba, he's the CJGJ replacement.
CJ, yeah.
It's like, okay, he was the last pick of the second round. Like, let's relax before we're saying that he's automatically replacing the guy who's
a Pro Bowl level player.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what CJ, let's face it, that's what CJGJ was, is a Pro Bowl level player.
So with Makuba placing him, maybe, we have what, Kelee Ringo replacing, you know, Slay. Darius Slay.
Or Dory Jackson.
We have...
Kelee Ringo. We're not doing a Dory Jackson.
Okay. I'm just saying, he's here.
Well, he's here. It's just like, I don't know.
Is he with USC? That's why you like him?
What's that?
He went to USC. That's why you like him?
Who?
Adoree Jackson.
I don't like him. He's just there. Yeah, he's fine. He wasn't even good enough to play all the time on the Giants. All right. It's Tell the Truth Tuesday, 215-592-9494. It is a safe space. Are you a little disappointed in the Eagles' offseason? Are you disappointed we went from by far the best roster in the NFL to just another contender? It's okay to admit you're a little bit disappointed. It doesn't mean you don't like the players that are on the team. It doesn't make you not an Eagles fan, but you could be a little disappointed. Jack, are you a little disappointed in the Eagles?
No, because I made peace with it. Because I've already accepted that it's going to be a step back season, and I'm ready to give them a pass. Like, they just won the Super Bowl. I mean, why can't I give them a pass? I don't need this gung-ho, bang, 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 let's go back-to-back. The Eagles deserve a pass for next year. They're obviously getting younger on defense.
No one's really going to give them a pass next year. They lose the first game to the Lions or the Rams or whoever it is. Nobody's giving them a pass, yeah. I can promise you
He's
that.
He's the last person that'll be giving out passes.
Well, yes. Yeah, this is the fakest pass I ever saw in my entire life.
Give him a nice pass.
They may get a pass at the end of the season when it's all ultimately over.
When you guys are all saying how hard it is to go back-to-back.
Of course, exactly. Well, it is hard to go back-to-back.
And what the Eagles are doing now is they're trying to extend their window rather than closing their window. That's what they're doing, which is fine.
Okay.
It's a step back here. It's fine.
No, it's not. That's why I don't agree with you on a step back here.
Well, it's definitely a step back here.
Don't agree with the step back here. I certainly don't agree that they are intentionally taking a step back this year.
How are they not intentionally taking a step back? They let a bunch of good players go and replace them with bargain bin.
They're about to let Dallas Goedert go.
No, yeah. Because I don't know if that's going to happen yet, although it certainly has the feel that Goedert won't be here this year. No, they were always going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place as far as who they could keep and who they would have to let walk. There was no way they were going to be able to keep Zach Bond, whom everybody said was their number one free agent.
But they didn't keep anybody else.
No, because they couldn't afford to keep anybody else. I mean, they couldn't get Milton Williams. What did he get? $100 million? I don't even remember what he got.
Something like that.
And then certainly wasn't going to pay Sweat that amount of money.
It's a step back. I mean, it's a little bit of a step back here.
I mean, it may wind up being a step back here, but to me, that's no different than the last, I don't know how many Super Bowl champions. The Chiefs are the only ones who repeated. The Patriots.
I want to repeat. 215-592-9494.
Yeah. I believe the Chiefs did that after letting Tyreek Hill go.
They did.
So they had to make tough decisions with who they could pay and who they couldn't pay. And then it becomes on your coach and your organization and your quarterback. I mean, that's who it becomes. It comes on those guys.
All right, 215-592-9494. You're a little disappointed in the Eagles offseason. We do have a next question today. Happy birthday to Michelle Pfeiffer, who was born this day in 1958, which makes her what, 67 years old?
No, I think 60. 58? I think 65.
No. Well, she'd be 70 if it was.
Yes.
If it was 65. 2028.
So it's 67 years old. Nice try, Jack. Nice try.
I don't think you're right.
You didn't write a math book. Yes, you did. So for today's next question, give us your go-to blonde. Blonde could be a guy, girl, whatever. Could be a horse.
Go-to horse?
Yeah,
that's
I don't
blonde?
Know. Who knows? Jack, who's your go-to blonde?
Big answer. Loved him in Wedding Crashers. Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson?
That's a good blonde.
That's a dynamite blonde.
Yeah.
Good luck topping that.
Yep. Ike, go-to blonde.
Go-to blonde. I'm not.
You got to try to keep the delegation happy on this one?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's a blonde. How can I keep the delegation happy?
Well, Beyonce's new album has, she's
a blonde. Real blonde hair.
Lil' Kim. All right, yep.
Yeah, that's not real blonde
hair. Okay, all right.
You want to give me a wig. Yeah, I don't want to
have
a lot of them.
All right, all right.
Don't try to call me out with the delegation.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to,
No, I'm just, blondes. I don't know who would be my go-to blonde. Not a big blonde person.
No?
Nah, not really. You know, man, go ahead. You pick one.
All right.
Let me see if I can think of one.
So first of all, let me say my wife is a blonde.
What did you say? Michelle Pfeiffer?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Hmm.
My wife is a blonde, and it's her
birthday
today. It's her birthday. So happy birthday, Valerie.
Today's Val's birthday?
It is her birthday.
Wow.
So happy birthday, Valerie.
Happy birthday, Val.
A blonde. My go-to blonde, however, is Kate Upton.
There it is.
Ooh, Kate Upton.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Because picking my wife would be cheating. That's the only reason I'm not picking Val. It'd be cheating.
Kate Upton, that's a good blonde.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yep. You have to think on this
I
one?
Still can't think of one.
All right. All right. 215.
Why can't I think of a blonde?
Because
if you use Michelle Pfeiffer, that's probably the one I would have used.
It's the only blonde, you know?
What did you say? Go-to. I know other blondes.
All right. All right. Well, you'll think of one.
Yeah, I'll think of one.
All right. 215.
There's not many blondes out there.
I have to go to the delegation. Can I use Beyonce?
I could.
Sure. Yeah.
She's blonde hair, right?
Yes.
All right. Then, yeah, there you go.
All right. There you go.
The delegation is happy.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I'm seriously stuck. I couldn't think of one.
I know. I was shocked, actually. Corey in Columbus leads us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, we started the show with fireworks. Spike, hypocrisy. You a hypocrite right now, Spike.
How?
You a hypocrite. I'm going to tell you how. Because you up here acting like the Eagles last year. You was looking at them like they was the greatest thing since sliced bread. You didn't think they was winning the Super Bowl until we actually was holding the trophy. Now all of a sudden we can't.
Well,
do what
okay. So Corey, what do you want me to do? You want me to make my assessment based on what I thought in Week 3 last year, or what I thought after they won the Super Bowl?
Week 3? You ain't picked them to win the Super Bowl in Week 19, 20? Do you what? Week 3? Don't do that, Spike.
I picked them to win the NFC Championship game. I picked them to win every playoff game, and I picked them to win the Super Bowl
after Detroit went down.
No, I picked, but wait a minute. I picked them to win every game that they played. Corey, we're talking about from the end of last season till now, are you disappointed how the offseason went? They were the best team in football, clearly, at the end of last season. I do not think they are clearly the best team in football now.
All right, well you see, we talking in matter of fact. You sit up here and you just said you don't know if they the favorite. First of all, the term favorite comes from betting. They literally the favorite. Not who we think. The term favorite comes from betting. They the favorite still to win, right? Right or wrong?
They are the betting favorite to win, yes.
Okay, so, right.
But
so,
it doesn't make them the most likely.
So when you look at this, I mean, it's football. I'm just saying we using the term favorite. So when you look at the team, we getting the replacements wrong. See, so a guy like Ty Robinson, we don't draft him to replace Milton Williams. You draft Ty Robinson to replace more Ojomo. It's Ojomo's job that we hoping that he going to replace Milton Williams. Same thing with Keely Ringo. You know what I'm saying? That dude's job ain't supposed to be to replace Darius Slay. Darius Slay was CB1. Our job now is Quinyon Mitchell is CB1. We need Keely Ringo to replace what Quinyon Mitchell did at CB2.
Oh, should be easy. Should be easy to have him play as well as a guy that was like basically a Pro Bowl player last year, was Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Right. But what I'm saying is, hold on, let me finish. What OG said, let me land the plane.
Yeah. Something Sam Hinkie could never do.
Yeah. Wasn't given the chance.
So look, like, we still got a long offseason left. I get it. The big parts is done. Like, I get it. Free agency is done.
Oh, what else are they going to do, Corey? Are you crazy?
It's done.
Well, I mean, you can make a trade for a corner. I mean, we've seen them trade for Ronald Darby before the season started. We've seen them trade for C.J. Gardner-Johnson before the season started. I know Jahan Dotson didn't do much, but we've seen them make a trade like that. What I'm saying is we've seen this team make trades when they see deficiencies on the roster going into the season. As of right now, the only question I really have on the roster is at safety, because we don't know yet. We don't know if Sidney Brown can play. Yep. We don't know where Makuba going to play.
Yep.
And outside corner. Everywhere else, I ain't worried. I'm not worried about the defensive line. I'm not worried about the other two corners. I'm not worried about Reed. I'm not worried about the linebacker. So it's like the only two questions is really outside corner and safety.
That's it, but that's not
about
true.
That. We're not, okay, worried about the linebacker. There has to be, there's at least a question mark there at linebacker.
Well, see, my thing is with the linebackers is like, you got a guy like Zach. How many times have we went into the Eagles season where we don't even know who playing linebacker? We like, hey, we might have this guy, we might have that guy. You know, you got an all-pro linebacker starting at least in one position, right?
Sure, yeah.
But we're not comparing it to the beginning of last year. We're comparing it to the end of last year.
Right? But what I'm saying is it's a season. When you go into the season, we're not going to end like – those guys left, so you're not going to go into a season where you left off. That's the point of a season.
Yeah, but for you to say you don't have any questions about the defensive line, where I hope Moro Jomo is as good as Milton Williams. Milton Williams is good enough to just get paid $100 million. I hope, like, Jalix Hunt and Azeez Ojulari and whatever are as good enough to replace on edge. No, I can land my plane now. We lost Josh Sweat, we lost Brandon Graham. Like, we lost, like, debatably the guys that were two of the most important guys on the edge last year. I hope these new guys are fine, but to just say that we're picking out the wrong guys to replace, I don't. You can't be as confident in all of those things as you were in what happened at the end of last year. It's okay. Just say they're not going to be as good.
Nope. You don't have to say that.
Brandon, what I'm saying is Brandon Graham didn't play like the last 8 games. So we ain't going to count Brandon Graham.
Yes, right? but he was their best edge for the first half of the season.
He did not play the last 8 games. So I'm not going to count Brandon Graham like we lost a big part of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't on the field until the Super Bowl. He wasn't on them games. How you gonna just say we lost him? Like, what I'm saying is, I like what the replacements that they bought in. Are we saying they're gonna be Josh Sweat and Milton Williams? I don't know. But if you look at the rotation, when we finished the season with last year, the starters are still here. Only one different is Milton Williams. Like, Jordan Davis is still here. Jalen Carter's still here. And the two edges.
No, Sweat. Sweat is not here. I feel like
Josh
I'm going
Sweat,
crazy.
Yeah.
Josh Sweat's not here.
Jalen Tuns was playing like, what, 45, 50% of the
time? Either we're talking about starters or we're not. Like, we did. It's okay to admit we lost important players.
Well, if nothing else, the depth was better last year.
Yes, it had to be.
I never said we didn't lose players. Every team loses players, but what I'm saying is I'm not worried saying like, oh, woe is me, we're not that good anymore. I'm not going to say that because I got to see these dudes play first. Just like last year going into the season, people didn't think that the team was that good, and we saw we won the Super Bowl. I can't say that until I see these dudes play.
Okay. Give us your go-to blonde.
All right, real quick, too. Yeah. Hey, man, Y'all was talking about centers yesterday. Yo, if I'm Josh Allen, yo, we going home. We having a good time. You know, me and Haley Steinfeld, you know, we going to play some, you know, role plays in the room. You know what I'm saying? But look.
Wait. What did you say? Oh, talking about sex scenes?
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure I'd be able to deal with that, by the way, if I'm Josh Allen.
Like, really? What would the issue be?
You didn't see the scene, buddy.
Oh, was it like?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
Well, if you date an actress, man.
I know. I just not sure I'd be able to deal with it. That's all.
Hey, listen, I get all that, but hey, listen, I'm gonna need you to be the girl in the scene for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, but I got Scarlett Johansson.
That's a good one.
There you go.
That's a good one. Scarlett Johansson's a good one. Absolutely.
Plus, I had to go to my top blonde list. I don't know why Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron? Yeah. Yep. A+.
Why didn't she pop in my head?
I don't know.
Man.
She's in your head now.
Yep.
2 Days in the Valley. You remember that one? You remember that movie?
Yeah.
That was
what is
her
she
first
best
one?
Known for? Is she in Pulp Fiction?
No.
No, that was Uma.
Yeah.
It's Uma. Uma
Charlize Thunder. Theron was in Mad Max.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron was in Monster.
Mm. It's also Uma Thurman's.
She was great in Monster.
Yep.
She was in The Devil's Advocate.
Yes, she was in Devil's Advocate.
Yeah. That's probably the first time I was like, man, who the hell is that?
Yep.
I've seen her in something else too. Oh, she was.
We're forgetting a big one.
She was in A Time to Kill.
Oh, no, was
that
she?
Was that Ashley Judd?
There we are. 221.
That might have been Ashley Judd in A Time to Kill.
University of Kentucky's own?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that was Ashley Judd.
Coming up next.
Whose hair has been different colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a big Ashley Judd fan.
Yeah.
Well, it was Lost Ike.
She was in that double Jeopardy movie, double Ashley Jeopardy, Judd. That yeah. was a good one.
Yeah.
Double Jeopardy, the best premise of all time. She gets convicted of killing her husband, was
yep.
it?
Mm-hmm.
And she gets out of prison somehow, but yep. because he's not dead.
Uh-huh.
So she goes to kill him anyway because she's already been convicted of it, and you can't be convicted twice of the same crime.
Yeah. Who's the go-to? Who was the blonde of the 90s?
Ooh, or the 90s.
Meg Ryan?
Hell no. Cindy Crawford?
Is Sharon Stone on that list?
Sharon Stone.
Hell yeah. I just got too excited.
Wait,
I?
What did you just... Cindy Crawford's not blonde.
She's not seen?
Nah, redhead.
Cindy Crawford? Yeah,
I thought she's a brunette.
But maybe brunette, but not blonde.
Okay.
215.
Yeah, 215. All right. All right, are you disappointed in the Eagles offseason?
Let's lock back
it's
in.
Tell the Truth Tuesday. I can imagine it's 542. We're still like, hey, you know who had a good
still
year?
Coming up with names.
You know who had a good year? Coming up next, another quote from Howie about whether there is a path, at least, to bringing their tight end, Dallas Goedert.
Come on,
back.
Howie.
Come on, Howie.
Come on,
put away your pride.
EDG back here.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.